Welcome to Talk FX, a podcast dedicated to encouraging the lives of those affected by Fragile X syndrome. We have weekly conversations about some of the biggest challenges our neurodiverse peers face today. Our desire is to also share this platform with other families and experts to inform and encourage others in the neurodiverse community. We promise to keep it honest and real with you as well. And with that, here's this week's episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Talk FX. I know it's been some time since I released an episode, I believe since April. Life has just been really busy lately. Lots going on in my professional and personal life. And so I apologize for the silence, but I really wanted to make sure to get some content out there as we are approaching Fragile X Awareness Month, which by the time this episode posts, it will be Fragile X Awareness Month. So naturally, that's what we're going to talk about first. So let's just jump right into it. I'm really excited for Fragile X Awareness Month this year. It's for those of you that don't know, it is for the month of July every year, and it's a time to share about Fragile X with others in our lives. It's a time to celebrate the progress that the amazing organizations out there like FRAXA Research Foundation and National Fragile X Foundation. It's a time to celebrate all of the progress that they've made in supporting families with Fragile X and also their work in understanding Fragile X better and finding treatments that are hopeful and effective for individuals that are living with Fragile X syndrome. So lots of important things to talk about and celebrate this month. And I always say this every year, and I will continue to say it every year, that, you know, awareness isn't just for a month. It's every day when we wake up in the morning is an opportunity to spread awareness of Fragile X syndrome. It truly is. And I am the first to admit that I don't always follow through with that, and that I don't always, you know, wake up in the morning with the intent of just being more proactive about spreading awareness of Fragile X, but I do try my best, and I always get excited when I have the opportunity to share with somebody what Fragile X is, because to me, it's that one more person that knows what it is, that has the awareness, and can continue to spread that awareness to others. And that's a huge goal of mine. And so I am just so excited about this Awareness Month, and I hope that you guys are too. One of the things that I always talk about every year, because I think it's so important, is just reminding everybody that you don't have to be directly affected by Fragile X to be a part of Awareness Month. One of the biggest things that I think society can do today is get educated. Whether that's listening to this podcast, there's plenty of episodes with Fragile X experts that I've had the pleasure of speaking with that share so much on Fragile X syndrome and the treatments out there and how to get started if you're a newly diagnosed individual with Fragile X, or if you're just finding out that you are a carrier of Fragile X syndrome. And or you can go to fragilex.org, where all information on Fragile X is on that website. And I think that it is so important for everyone to know what Fragile X is, because I feel like, you know, if you ask somebody, hey, have you ever heard of autism before? Odds are they probably have. But then if you ask them, hey, have you ever heard of Fragile X before? The odds are a lot slimmer. And I just want to change those odds. I want everyone to know what Fragile X is. It's so important. And especially because there's so many families out there that, you know, didn't even find out about Fragile X until either they were pregnant or after their child was born. You know, everyone has a different story. But when we can spread that awareness, you don't know whose family it's going to help, you know, to be aware that this syndrome exists. And so, yeah, that's kind of where I'm coming from on that. And I hope that that's an encouragement to you guys. Fragile X Awareness Month is such an important month. And I hope that every year we just make more strides in the right direction. And that's just always my hope. And I try to be a part of that as much as possible, and not just from a podcast platform, but just from my own personal standpoint as well. This month is also my cousin Nathan's birthday. For those of you that don't know, I do have a 14-year-old cousin with Fragile X syndrome, and he's like my best friend and the coolest person in the world. And that might be a little biased, but I don't know. And he's going to be 15 this month, which is just, oh, it's so crazy. But he lives with full mutation Fragile X syndrome. And he was also diagnosed with autism. So he has a co-diagnosis. And I get to celebrate him this month. And I'm really excited about that. And I hope that you guys all in your family that maybe have a loved one with directly affected by Fragile X, that, you know, you will just squeeze them a bit tighter this month. And, you know, I just think that that's important too. At least that's important to me. But yeah, so that is kind of my start on Fragile X syndrome and awareness month, I mean, sorry. I'm a little rusty, so bear with me. And I'm excited to continue this month talking about Fragile X. I have some collabs that I'm working on that I'm really excited to share with you for Fragile X Awareness Month, and that you will share them with your friends and family. So I kind of want to move on to a update that I have, kind of just because, you know, I've been gone for a few months. And by gone, I mean kind of just off the podcast. And I woke up one morning a few weeks ago, and I just wanted, sometimes I like to check just how my podcast is doing. And so I typically will go to my account and just see if I have any updates or messages or anything like that. And to my absolute surprise, I find out that our podcast has reached over 12,000 listeners, and I about fell out of my chair. That was the coolest thing ever to be surprised by. And I just want to thank all of you for your support in listening to this podcast. It is not possible without you. Please know that. And this isn't a podcast for me. It's a podcast for the whole Fragile X, excuse me, community. And I try to make that as evident as possible. And so I'm just so grateful that this podcast continues to grow. And every time it continues to grow, I always think about where I started with just like 5 listeners per episode for like the first several months. It was so exciting just to get 5 listeners. I didn't care how many it was, just the fact that it was reaching individuals was just so exciting. So to see how far it's come, I am just so, so grateful. So I wanted to make sure to share that with all of you. Let's see. So more updates on my life. So I know in my last episode, I talked about, you know, how my husband and I's family planning journey was going, and how I had found out some difficult medical news as far as me getting diagnosed with PCOS, which for those of you that don't know what that is, essentially it just causes women to not ovulate regularly and often missed periods and just hormonal fluctuations. That's kind of the easiest way of explaining it without going into too much detail. And then I also had found out back in December that I have a ovarian cyst on my left ovary that is non-cancerous. It's just the result of PCOS, essentially a follicle just continued to grow into a cyst. And it's pretty common with PCOS. So eventually I will have to get it removed, as the original thought was that it would shrink and go away on its own, but it hasn't. It's continued to pretty slowly grow. And so that has been a little bit of a concern of mine, but I'm so, so grateful. You know, it's not causing me any sort of pain or any serious health issues. So yeah, so that is what has been going on essentially. And I also want to share, you know, like I said, my husband and I have been trying to family plan for a while now. It has been quite a journey, just knowing that, you know, I have that PCOS and the cyst to be aware of, and also, of course, how I am a carrier of Fragile X syndrome. So just lots of things in place for me that have been really hard to process some days, to be totally honest. And you know, I always try to be raw on my podcast because I believe that being raw and open with others, it's my hope to encourage and uplift others. And I feel like that's just the way to do it for me. And so, yeah, it has been a tough journey, but I did want to let you guys all know I'm so excited to share this. For those of you that might not have seen it on my social media, back in May of just, you know, a few months ago, my husband and I found out that I am pregnant. So honestly, it's so surreal just saying it on this podcast because I've told people in my life, you know, and stuff like that. But like sharing it on here just feels so real. So yeah, we are pregnant. I am about, let's see, I'm just heading into my second trimester. We do know what the gender is, but we're keeping it to ourselves for now because we just want to, enjoy that news together. Especially since this is our first, child, and, we will probably share the gender at some point, but for now, we're just keeping it to ourselves. And I'm sure a lot of you are thinking, well, you know, what about Fragile X syndrome in all of this? Well, that's another part that I really want to share with you guys today. So, you know, back when I was 17 years old, I went and saw my genetic counselor and had a genetic testing done for Fragile X syndrome. And, you know, I've shared this before or several different times in different episodes, but just to kind of have some backstory, I did find out that I was a full mutation carrier of Fragile X at the age of 17, except, you know, without the behavioral or developmental aspects. So I'm essentially a, you know, pre-mutation carrier, but, you know, need to be called a full mutation carrier due to the number of repeats that showed up in my test result. So I, looking back, like me today, looking back on that decision to get that genetic testing done, I was so grateful that I made that decision. It was hard because at the age of 17, you think, oh, well, I'm still young. Why do I need to know this now? You know, and that is what ran through my head. But I knew in my heart that it was the responsible thing to do because I wanted to know this as a part of me just continuing to grow up and deciding, you know, is kids something that I want, you know, and wanting to know that information, I think became more important to me. And so I think it also shaped who I am today for sure. Knowing that there are not a lot of people out there that had the same choice as me, that didn't find out about Fragile X until after they were already pregnant or maybe after their child was born, you know, all those different possibilities, knowing that I actually had the opportunity, I'm just so grateful. But I also think about the families that didn't have the same opportunity as I did because they didn't know about Fragile X in their life prior, like I was able to when I found out about my cousin Nathan's diagnosis. I think I was 15 years old. So just to be able to be aware of Fragile X then, again, I don't take that for granted. And I know that everybody has their own story and, you know, maybe some of you, it wouldn't have really changed your decision either way, you know, and that's totally fine. But yeah, so it's just so surreal being able to share that I am in fact pregnant and that my husband and I are so overjoyed and excited. And I lost my place. So we were talking about genetic counselor who I recently met with, and it was a really great experience. For those of you that maybe haven't had the opportunity to meet with a genetic counselor, you know, I know that services look different in different states sometimes, and, you know, everyone has different insurances and all of that fun stuff. But I was able to meet with the same genetic counselor that I had when I first got my test done at 17 years old. So that was so, so surreal. I wasn't sure who I was going to end up meeting with, but that was a nice surprise. And so basically, your genetic counselor kind of goes over the options with you, you know, with the fact in mind that you're, you know, pregnant. And basically the options for me was I could get a CVS test done at 14 weeks, which is essentially, you know, I'm no doctor, so please don't, you know, take my full word for it. But this is just what I know and what they suggested for me. The CVS test is essentially, you know, they stick a needle in your abdomen, which is, you know, such a fun time. and it pretty much goes all the way to embryo, like the sac, just totally blanking on the name. And basically the purpose is to get some fluid from in there that contains the baby's skin cells and things like that to be able to test for Fragile X. And I did ask about risks with that because initially that seemed kind of invasive to me. And, you know, of course I had some concerns about that. And she said, you know, essentially it can cause, miscarriage, but it's a very, very, very small chance. The other option was I could do another test at 16 weeks that's pretty similar, but it just has a different name and same odds. But I think at 16, anywhere between 16 and 20 or 21 weeks, that test can cause early or induce like early labor, which is obviously way too early and all that stuff. But again, both tests pose a pretty small chance of, you know, both of those things happening. So, and then my other option, so sorry, there's three options. I lied. the third one is to essentially wait until baby is born to test for a Fragile X syndrome. So it was a lot to take in for sure. You know, I'm typically a person that struggles a lot with anxiety and things that I have never done before or experienced before, those types of things tend to cause me the most anxiety. Like, you know, I'm sure a lot of people that are trying something different that they've never tried before can cause them anxiety, especially from a medical standpoint, I think is where my anxiety really gets tested. And so it was difficult because, you know, my husband and I, of course, want to know, but also we want to, you know, protect baby, do what's best for baby and all those things. So essentially, you know, I shared a lot about my husband and I's decision on, you know, having a child with Fragile X or not having a child with Fragile X. And I've shared this before. And basically, my husband and I have made the decision together that whether our child has Fragile X or not, we are going to be thrilled with what we are given. That's our belief. That's our choice. And, you know, we are believers and we believe that whatever the Lord gives us is a blessing. And we're excited about that blessing. And that's just where we're coming from. And it doesn't mean that other individuals' decisions in that regard are wrong. That's just our leading in our story. And I wanted to share that. So essentially, my husband and I have decided that we are going to wait until baby is born to test for Fragile X syndrome, whether it's a girl or a boy. Because, you know, for those of you that may not know, if you have a girl and you're a carrier of Fragile X syndrome, they still have a 50% chance of also being a carrier. And then if I was to have a boy, then there's a 50% chance that that I pass on the Fragile X mutation to them, and that then they have full mutation Fragile X. So it's a 50-50 either way. And we, like I said, we're just blessed by whatever the Lord gives us. And I know that, you know, to some families, they made a different decision, and that's, you know, your decision to make. You know, it's not easy at all. And it takes a lot of consideration from, you know, your health care provider, your, you know, OB and your family and your spouse, of course. And so, you know, my husband and I didn't make this decision lightly. You know, the only reason for us to or the only thing for my husband and I to gain from knowing before baby is born is, you know, basically just to subside our curiosity, you know. But to us, that just wasn't important enough. And, you know, I've been wondering what my life was going to be like when I got pregnant since I was 17 years old. I have been waiting essentially 6 years, just wondering if I would have a child with Fragile X or not. And I can wait another 6 months to find that out. And that's okay with me because I've already found so much peace in the waiting. Because to me, having that anxiety over it is just not worth it, because I know that the Lord is in control of our future. And that's just what we believe and what we choose to believe. So yeah, that is where we're at right now. We are just so excited. you know, I thought that at the time, even just 3 or 4 months ago, I thought this is never going to happen for us. I have PCOS. I have a cyst in my left ovary. I have Fragile X to worry about. And I just wasn't sure how my overall health was looking. And then I got an awakening of like, my life is not in my hands. My life is in the Lord's hands. And I forgot that for that time because I was struggling so much with constantly finding out, no, you're not pregnant. No, you're not pregnant. No, you're not pregnant. Every single month almost that I would test. And it was just so exhausting and so emotionally draining that I just didn't want to do it anymore. And it was such a tough place for me to be in. And then when we found out we were pregnant in May, it just changed everything. And we're so excited and so grateful. And I just wanted to share the last couple of months of our journey with you guys. I think it's so important. And just I thought I was in a good place, that I wasn't gonna cry. We're just really blessed with being able to go through this together. And I hope that I hope that each of you was encouraged by just this life update. And this is just all a part of our journey with Fragile X, truly. And yeah, it's hard to know what else to say, but I was really excited to share this news with all of you. On my last episode, I got a lot of messages from you of just so much encouragement with my health and stuff. And I was just so grateful for each of your messages. Even if I wasn't able to respond, please know that I read them. And I'm just so grateful for this Fragile X community. You will see more of me this month. Because like I said, it's Fragile X Awareness Month, and I'm excited about all that's in store for that. So thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode, and I hope that all of you has a wonderful 4th of July.